put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side. Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, May 4th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. Man, is it crazy. I mean, every day, it feels like a year passes, doesn't it? And, you know, whether intentionally or otherwise, the zone is definitely being flooded. Everything is long-form content now, all of a sudden. I spent a significant amount of time over the weekend watching The Truth About Vaccines docuseries, as well as, holy cow, you know, all nine episodes and also the roundtable. The roundtable is part one and two. And that's about 3 hours. First video is a little over an hour. Second is just under 2 hours. That's obviously long form content, and but you know, good information. Hi, and Charlene Bollinger, along with Andy Wakefield, Judy Mikovits, Del Bigtree, Rashid Batar, Bobby Kennedy, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I agree with Dr. Tenpenny. It's economic warfare. It's warfare on a variety of fronts. But as you and I know, we are at war, America, and the enemy is in camp. I mean, it seems abundantly clear at this point. That's just a fact. Maybe we should throw some of the interview. John Kirby interviewed Dr. Dan Erickson and Artem Masihi back on the 28th. The Press and the Public Project, and then that obviously became part of the Journeyman Pictures series, Perspectives on the Pandemic. This is episode 6, The Bakersfield Doctors, what it's called. 47 minutes. I mean, everything is long-form content at this point. It's amazing. It's overwhelming. There are some interesting things, though. It's funny. Isn't it funny how the narrative just seems to be falling apart? The talking points just crumble. One of those in particular, I thought Judge Jeanine Pirro did a good job of interviewing Deborah Birx over the weekend. She's not a good poker player either, I don't think. I think that one of her tells in these individual interviews, she's very nervous in front of a crowd, I think because she knows she's lying and she doesn't quite have the hubris to stand in front of a crowd and, you know, have the commanding presence of a Barack Obama, for example, who just seems, you know, higher than a kite. And it's all just fun. We're all having fun, America. And it's great. I think she knows that we know. She probably gets that impression from a fair amount of the audience, especially when you look at the comments, for example, on the interviews that she gives. You know, when you can see the comments, for example, on Facebook, or on YouTube. Let's see if I can find that video real quick from the interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro. You read some of these comments, and obviously people, here we go. Judge Jeanine presses Dr. Birx on how coronavirus deaths are being recorded. I thought it was a good interview. I think we should play it. Maybe we'll play it in the next segment here, and I will offer some commentary on that. But let's see, comments. I even commented on it. I don't usually do that, but... So just, I mean, some of the comments, I guess Corona killed the flu. Where are all the flu cases suddenly? This PSYOP is falling apart. Burks and her cronies are a very complex virus. And that's a quote, you know, she said, this is a very complex virus. Mm-hmm. Burks and her cronies are a very complex virus, quote unquote, affecting our country's well-being. Another one, she says, I think a whole lot. People fail to understand what that means. Agreed. Dr. D. Burks, doctor in quotes, never answered a single question. At least I know who to take out when I feel like dancing, Dr. Burks. Dr. D. Burks. Mm-hmm. Exactly. The longer the virus lasts, the longer her job is secure. There's another interesting comment. Liar, liar, scarf on fire. That's a good one. She needs to be fired. Exactly. It's amazing that humanity has survived to this point. Exactly. So, you know, and there are many more, but it becomes increasingly, yeah. Here's another one. When are we going to investigate PEPFAR? I mean, looking at, you know, these are not cherry picked either. My body, my choice. I'm not taking your Gates vaccine. The Morona, I don't know what that means. The Morana. When a doctor is speaking like a career politician, you're going to have a bad time. Yeah, wake up, people. They've been lying to us. These are not cherry-picked comments. Very interesting. I think we'll play that. We should play that. And she said a couple of things, two or three things that were very interesting. And I was astonished. I mean, I felt like posting that should have been the front page above the fold of the New York Times and Washington Post. Of course, that's not the case because, you know, establishment press. But I was stunned. And I thought, gosh, you know, anybody else? Maybe a little spoiler alert. And then there was the town hall, and that was interesting. Donald Trump. I made myself a note after the Judge Jeanine thing. I should make a video on this because I don't know if anybody else is going to. But, well, first things first. So the Judge Judy interview, I think we should just, she should be referred to as the cuttlefish. Cuttlefish Burks. Deborah Cuttlefish Burks. Because every time she speaks, she's spurting ink and trying to run away and trying to be courageous and hang in there, stay in the pocket. They say just walk out and hit my mark and deliver my lines, but I'm very nervous because I know I'm lying and I can see in their faces that some of them know that I'm lying, and so it's difficult. I don't want to be strung up from a lamppost, so you should be nervous because you're a liar. And from end to end, the evidence is obvious. I think from 1983, when she screamed, "Don't let him give me blood," to every day that we have this experience, I think it's obvious she's disingenuous, to be kind. So Judge Jeanine asked some interesting questions. I would say fantastic. Though they were worded sort of strangely, I really appreciated Judge Jeanine's questions. And so I have said in the past, you know, I've received these inquiries for interview, and at this point I think, gosh, you know, maybe Judge Jeanine should be on this broadcast. Maybe that would be a good thing. So, interestingly, Burks said specifically when Judge Jeanine asked if it was a good idea that people who basically were basically otherwise healthy, you know, would it be a good idea for them to go out and for us to start developing herd immunity? Her answer, Burks's answer, was astonishing. You know exactly where she is. I would say she sort of just directly outed herself completely right out there in plain view. That should be investigated. Why did you say that? Because you know what? That's irresponsible as a medical professional. What she said is so grossly erroneous. There's actually an article in Bloomberg I'll draw from. There's a SIDRAP report that was released recently that totally contradicts her. So either she's corrupt or she's ignorant. She's stupid and she's incompetent, and therefore, in either case, she's derelict in her duty. And she ought not just to be fired, but brought up on charges because of the lives that we've lost in America and because of the continued hardship that we face. Her, whoever else she wants to rat out, if they want rats, they can rat themselves out. You know, you and I are supposed to rat on our neighbors. We need Deborah Birx to rat on her cronies. Who is involved in this with you? If you tell us the full breadth of the scandal to your knowledge, then we'll go easy on you. But if not, well, you'll spend the rest of your life in prison. You might anyway, but you should. You're not qualified to run a hot dog stand. So it's interesting. She had a very long, rambling response to the question of, Judge Jeanine asked she asked some great questions. I think there were three in particular. That was one. Shouldn't the healthy people go out, and shouldn't we start developing herd immunity until we get a vaccine? The answer is astonishing. I assure you we'll play that at the bottom of the hour. Long rambling response. Oh my goodness. And, you know, things are just correlating to 1918. How does Dr. Fauci know that this thing is going to last 2 years? Because they have modeled, the real model is 1918. And there were some lockdowns. I talked about that last week. And there was a second wave that was more virulent. And I don't think that was an accident. I think that was engineered. When you look at the history, even going to Wikipedia, I think you can read between the lines and sort of see that. And that lasted a couple of years. And this seems to be following that model. And whether, the epidemiologists are telling us we're going to have a second wave because they have ensured that. Birx, Fauci, Redfield, the task force has ensured that we will have a second wave, because they didn't let the virus run its course. And contrary to Deborah Birx's ignorance, there is a thing called herd immunity apart from vaccines. And even the experts, the establishment experts, know that. So it's interesting that Deborah Birx seems to have bumped her head and misremembered that. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That I noticed, that's an interesting little, I don't know, I'm going to try to have a little bit of humor, try not to be too disparaging, because I think a lot of people need prayer. But you know what? If you're doing bad guy stuff, you should be treated like a bad guy, not like a celebrated hero of the community. And I think the otherizing of certain folks is disgusting. It's like some of these headlines read my mind, too. There was a headline a while back, I was thinking that speaking of frontline heroes, you know, the kid at the check stand at the grocery store, you know, he suits up every day too, and he puts his life on the line. He is willing to put his life on the line, you should say, because he shows up. And if people understand, you know, the kid bagging groceries at the end of the check stand, he's 6 feet away from people, but anybody who touched a box who was sick, if the checker isn't changing those gloves, then that's just ensuring that every person who is infected with something, that whatever they touched, it's as if they touched everything, if that makes sense. So the checker touches every item that comes through the line, and whatever a sick person touched is transferred to all the other groceries that the other customers purchase. So I think the coal mine canary would be grocery store baggers. Is there a pile of bodies at the end of every check stand of every grocery store in every town in America? I don't think so. I have not seen or heard of an epidemic of, you know, biblical proportions. The bag boys are falling over like flies. They're piling up, bodies piling up at the end of check stands. So I think they're courageous. I don't like the otherizing, you know, the psyops of, you know, applause for first responders and all that kind of nonsense. It would be one thing if there was something to this, but all of the indications that are not entirely sensationalized and propagandized seem to give us an indication that this is no more deadly than the seasonal flu. The numbers are clearly very inflated. And even where they might not be, you know, it's a strange thing. I mentioned USA Facts last week, which I think is arguably the most informative, least politicized official source you can find. So you click on that visualization and you can drill down into states. I was looking at South Dakota, for example. And so if you look at cases in South Dakota, if I can remember how I did that, maybe this? Yeah. There are one or maybe two counties where there are actual, you know, so, and you can download the data and play with it yourself, but coronavirus by in the counties. In South Dakota, you know, I've mentioned several times in Montana, half the state still reporting zero cases, zero cases. Half the state of South Dakota, half the counties of South Dakota are reporting, well, near half. I don't know exactly. I'm not counting. But, you know, you can see visually zero cases, zero deaths. And then most of the state has, you know, one confirmed case, 13, 14. But that's not active. And then there's Minnehaha County, 2,142 cases. That's not strange at all. And, you know, this, I think the meatpacking story became a convenient cover story that transitioned into something else. That's kind of the way that I see that. I also think that the Jeffrey Epstein story has sort of morphed. If it wasn't always intended to be, it was a scapegoat exercise, you know, and you'll notice that who's talking about this guy. Why is this guy going around? Let's hear more about why he was talking to Jeffrey Epstein. You have an obscene fortune at your disposal, and you're talking about a couple $1 million with Jeffrey Epstein? Really? That's just... no. Something tells me you're playing number games. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Welcome back. Oh my goodness. I want to play this clip of Judge Judy asking Deborah Birx some questions, but before we do, a couple of things real quick. So what is it? Andrew Cuomo, CNBC, Andrew Cuomo calls personal protective equipment shortages a national security issue. You can't be dependent on China. I don't understand. I am infuriated. This guy's even on the news. This guy's not qualified to run a hot dog stand. New York, when are you going to fire this guy? He is worthless, as you know what, as the farmers say. You know, the livestock analogy. He is worthless. We are told we have more cases than any other country in the world. New York leads the country by, what, threefold? 316,000 cases. New Jersey, 126,000 cases. It's like it it doubles from Massachusetts to New Jersey, 68 to 126, and then from New Jersey to New York, it triples. Get rid of that guy. He's worthless. I don't understand. This, to me, is sort of emblematic of the victim psychopathy that has gripped this country. The guy who is the biggest failure in all of this is all over the news all the time, holding just like a 24/7 press conference. New York, when are you going to fire this guy and run him out of town on a rail? This guy is worthless. Proves it every day. It's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable that this continues. Why hasn't someone, why haven't the reporters cornered this guy the way that they've tried to gotcha Donald Trump? You know, with a record, we've lost more people now than all of Vietnam. And so, as if, you know, Donald Trump did something directly, without getting into the politics on that, I think that's disingenuous. If you're going to do that, then why don't you go talk to Andrew Cuomo? Because there are very mixed accounts of what's going on in New York. Donald Trump said in the town hall, when was that, yesterday? He asked the governors if they needed anything. Nobody said anything except one guy, Jay Inslee. Trump says he always wants something. So he mentioned Inslee, and I think there are curious little clues in places that we might not necessarily, nuances. Why did he mention Inslee? And isn't it curious? Inslee, let's see, that's Washington. Oh, yeah, that's Bill Gates, right? That's the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation, IHME, at University of Washington. That's curious. Very curious. Washington needs things? Why does Inslee need anything when he has Bill Gates there, who, has an obscene fortune that he wants to devote to philanthropy? You would think that Washington would be a model, a paragon of COVID response, but no. No. Neighboring states have done a far better job. And, for those who say, yeah, but they don't have the population, I would disagree. I think that, look at Portland, for example, the Portland area. Not nearly the issue. 739 confirmed cases, 46 deaths, the story goes. King County, 6,449 cases, 459 deaths. King County has recorded nearly as many deaths as Multnomah County has recorded cases. So Bill Gates is a failure and a washout, but what do you expect from a college dropout? I'm not surprised. And Andrew Cuomo is a failure and a washout. Why is anyone listening to these failures? It's astonishing to me. It really is. So it's also interesting to me how the talking points are breaking down. The population density issue keeps coming back around. The Agenda 21 sustainable development goals of having people packed and stacked. Pack them in there and stack them on top of each other. That's a great idea. We need everyone just as crammed into as dense a population dense of an area as possible. Wouldn't that be great? And you keep hearing, in these larger metropolitan areas, one of the factors seems to be that, no, it couldn't be that, because that's, what we're saying is it's because we're, it's population density, except it's not. But it is. So that narrative seems to be, that talking point seems to be breaking down and sort of blowing up in the faces of those who have been trying to tell us we should all be stacked on top of one another. Another thing, as Dr. Judy Mikovits and others have pointed out, the flu shot seems to cause a reaction, a bad, unfavorable reaction. How many people got the flu shot before this thing kicked into high gear? And I'd like to see that study. And I was watching this, the vaccine roundtable, Truth About Vaccines, 2020 Vaccine Roundtable with everybody. And I think Del Bigtree said pretty much exactly what I was wondering. Where's the study that tells us, you know, who among the people, I want to know among the folks who have gotten COVID-19 allegedly, and especially those who have had a very poor experience, and maybe even those who died resulting from complications or whatever, I want to know how many, what their vaccine schedule was. Where is that study? Where are those numbers? And so you hear that floats around every once in a while. It just, we get right up to that. Well, you know, the flu shot, and it seems like there was, but it's not that, it's not the flu shot causing it. No, of course not. Because there is no such thing as herd immunity without vaccines, according to Deborah Birx, which is absolutely false, and experts agree. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Jim in Brooklyn. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris, how are you? You're speaking of blowing up in people's faces. I had a suggestion for people for Cuomo and de Blasio. They should get a new inbox for each of them, a new inbox athletic supporter. They should use them for face mask because that's who they are. You were talking about how come the bad packages, the bad boys, we don't see them, falling down. Even more than that, I'm thinking about what's been going on this past week. We had the Huntington Beach crowd, we had Lansing, Michigan crowd, and you may have heard here in Brooklyn, here in Williamsburg, right? We had these two big funerals with thousands of people shoulder to shoulder. That. Yeah. De Blasio tried to break them. So my idea is this. Why don't these people, whether it's Huntington, Lansing, or Brooklyn, why don't they hire or get together with a physician or physicians to track the people who were doing this, the close social positioning? And see if there's anything to see if it's any worse than the general population. Because I'm not hearing. As a matter of fact,
speaking of that, if I may, I thought this was America. And if there are people who want to choose, if there are, because listen. On May 17th, and this is a bigger, much, much bigger story, and I'll probably come back around to this, but on May 17th, March 17th, Anthony Fauci announced that in Seattle they had started human trials, phase one human trials, on the Moderna-NIAID partnership RNA vaccine. And that is, even in the words of the vaccine proponents, the vaccine overlords like Paul Offit and Peter Hotez, they're calling that insanely dangerous because of the history of the RNA vaccine. So if there are people, the point is, to your point, if there are people who are lining up to do that, and people have no idea how dangerous that is, they're trying to keep those people, they're part of the... If you're in that control group, then one of the stipulations is that you cannot be trying to have children, you cannot be procreating because of the dangers of the RNA vaccine. Anyway, if people are willing to line up for something like that, then why can't they do what you're talking about? I thought this was America where we could choose. And so say 1,000 people want to go to the beach and hang out, and they don't know each other. No one else is in danger because they're on the beach. And so what? And then, like you said, they are monitored for 2 weeks, and let's see what happens when they mingle. And
I want to say also, with regard to that, anecdotally, I mentioned that we had these thousands of people on two occasions that were standing shoulder to shoulder for these funerals. Now, it just so happens that I live in a walk-up of five, brownstones, and my backyard faces the backyard of another house, but that house is directly across the street from the, it's on the service road to the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway. And when this thing first started out, when it was getting really bad, I would hear ambulances literally every 3 or 4 minutes going down the highway. And now, even since these funerals and everything else, I hear sirens maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 times a day. That's about it. So I don't think anything happened.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
an anecdote, yeah.
Obviously, yeah, obviously that's, you know, not a scientific fact, but that's kind of the indication that I get, or the impression that I get. It's not what it's been made out to be. And, you know, whether it's, you know, folks talking about the fact that the Javits Center was not heavily used, or, I mean, what happened to the tent hospitals, Samaritan's Purse stuff, and the fact that the comfort wasn't used, and not really, and on and on. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
I want to say something about that, because now that, you know, they're closing it down, the Javits Center, and they're taking the comfort left and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the question is this, because they keep saying now, de Blasio and Cuomo, they keep saying, we got to watch out for the second surge, we got to be careful, we got to be prepared. And the exact same day they said that, they started pulling everything out.
Exactly.
What's that supposed to be? Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Crazy. I think you guys should get together and run both of those guys out of town. I wouldn't trust either one of those guys to.
I start mumbling curses when I hear them on the radio. I don't even want to. It's bad. I just want to say one more thing about Cuomo. Mm-hmm. A couple of things real fast. You know, he closed down a lot of hospitals around New York over the past, since he's been in. That's one thing. He shut down a lot of hospitals. And also, they say a lot of people did because of various reasons, funding or what. But another thing, it's not directly related, but it shows who he is. Have you heard of the Morgan Commission in New York?
I don't think so.
When he came into office, he established something called the Morgan Commission, and its purpose was to uproot what you would call misdeeds in state government, corruption. And they were doing a very good job until they started closing in on him and the people around him directly, and he disbanded the commission.
Oops.
And as far as him getting up there every day, they say half of it is the media. They decide who gets the sound bites, who gets to talk for an hour and a half uninterrupted, and they're that's it. It's him plus the media. They're giving him this soapbox.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is interesting.
You can check it out, the Morgan Commission. Cuomo closes the Morgan Commission. You can check that out. It's unbelievable. Anyhow, thanks for letting me talk. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you, Jim. Much appreciated.
And let's all stay healthy. With God's help. With God's help.
Yeah. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. We are at war, America, and the enemy is in camp. And I think more and more people are starting to realize it. But I'm feeling compelled to reach back into history a little bit. And I got a couple of things that I dug out. Hitchcock's updated, expanded, and uncensored Synagogue of Satan, and Shearer's The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And I was thinking about maybe drawing from those a little bit, just among other things, to, I don't know, speak to the rhymes of history, some of the parallels that we're seeing. I mean, this is when we talk about like a Hydra or the octopus, it's not just Bill Gates. And you look at the Nazi propaganda machine, for example, early on. Unbelievable. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast already. I keep mentioning John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles, 1818. And when he said, he's answering the question, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. Watching the town hall, I don't know if you watched it, the Fox News town hall with Brett Baer and Martha McCallum and Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Steve Skull and Bones Mnuchin, Mike CNP Pence. I don't know, I just wonder. The war was affected before, the revolution was affected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. If people, you know, watching the callers, for example, there, you know, it was clearly staged. People were reading their comments, and you could see how, you know, that might be something that you would want to do to maintain continuity and whatever. I could argue that there could be a legitimate reason for wanting to do that. However, you know, seeing where everyone was from and how certain people were featured, Kylie Patterson, director of economic inclusion, Johns Hopkins University. Why don't they have a white man doing that? Why isn't there a white man as the economic inclusion director at Johns Hopkins? And that's, you know, I mean, it's disgraceful that poor Kylie Patterson apparently doesn't realize that she is, you know, remember Joe Biden said he was the token young guy. I think that Kylie Patterson is a token person of a certain type or another, maybe a couple, you know. Point being, it's, you know, what a shame. She doesn't realize she's merely an abused political prop. That's unfortunate. So people, you know, Johns Hopkins, everywhere in all of this. Remember when we played the clip of Angus Bergen saying, policymakers should be able to reach for something off the shelf. Johns Hopkins and Center for Health Security in particular is the shelf they're reaching from in this so-called, you know, situation. We'll talk more. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.